Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you again for being partner with us. Thank you for coming and sharing with us the testimonies and everything that God is doing in this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we don't want to give our testimonies because we are afraid of what people will say, but never be afraid of what someone will say. Always know that God is always on your side, and there is nothing no one else can do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I see something going on with this Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead, amen, and do what we do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Make sure you tune in with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You know, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome one word from the Lord, and it gives you that word, glory to God, that will ignite your spirit. So I want you to come on and tune in every Tuesday night and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And also, I want you to come on, amen, and join us on, I'm sorry, let me give you the time, at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to come in and tune in on Wednesday night. We have none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 6:30, amen, every Wednesday night, 6:30 Central Standard Time. So come on in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to Elder, because it's an awesome, awesome, awesome woman of God. Hallelujah, who prays, who does what she needs to do, who can tag team the devil. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then I want you to come on down on Sunday and join us with Prophetic Corner Ministries with Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. And we're going to give you a 30-minute break, and then after that, the next voice you will hear with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministers, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, God is moving by his faith, by his power, by his spirit. Amen. There's something going on with this Blog Talk. Amen. So if you hear me, go out. Amen. I'm going to try to get it back on. I see it's doing some things. I don't know what it's doing, but glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you can't hear me, amen, know that I will be back, amen, in a few seconds, amen, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. So you know the enemy always try to step in and throw a wrench in the system, but you know what? God is good and he's not going to let you fail. You always have to just press forward, hallelujah. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here on this day, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you're in control and nothing catches you by surprise. We come against every spirit, Lord God, that tries to come against you, us, Lord God, in this time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that tries to distract us in this season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, what would we have done? So we know, Lord God, that you are in the midst of every storm. You're in the midst of the valley, Lord God. You're in the midst, Lord God, no matter what's going on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, look to the hill, which come your help. All of your help comes from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't forget about the Lord. Know that you know that you know that it's by his power, by his spirit, by his might that you are here. It's by the living God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's why we have to constantly read his word, constantly pray his word. We have to constantly stay in his word, glory to God. Don't go outside of his word when trouble comes. Stay mounted, stay grounded, stay rooted in the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we know that, we know that, and we know if it had not been for him, hallelujah, we wouldn't be here. We couldn't stay here. We couldn't do what we do. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how you ever yet heal, Lord, and set the captives free. How you heal those who are brokenhearted, oh God. How you heal those don't have a clue which way to go, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. When they go left, Lord God, you tell them to go right. In the name of Jesus. If they listen to the Spirit of the Lord, because you always give instructions, Lord God, so you won't get lost in the transition. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus for each and everything that you do, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice that needs a healing in their body, heal them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Whatever hurts them on their body, we know you've already buried it on the cross, Lord God. So we ask you, God, to heal them, God, and set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're clothing people in their right mind. You think you're losing your mind? No, you ain't losing your mind. Some people say you lose your mind because you want to do right. You want to be right. You want to stay in God's word. But ha, don't worry about that, glory to God. You stay in God's word. Be fulfilled by the Spirit of God, not by man, glory to God. You know, we live on this earth, hallelujah, but we, hallelujah, not a part of this world. We serve a God on high, glory to God, that can bring down anything that you need, that will give you, amen, what you need, that will walk you into any season. Glory to God. So don't think you're losing your mind. Hallelujah. You said, Lord, did I hear you? And people said, well, you know what? You ain't heard the Lord. Well, some things are not God. True. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important to study this word. He said, study thy word and show thyself approved. So how can you be approved by God if you don't study the word of God? Glory to God. There's so many times when you try to tell others about the Lord thy God and they don't receive that word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? They don't know that word. They'll come back and say, well, you know what? God is, this is what it is, and it's like this, and you know, it's also like this. But understand what done happened. Let me help you out. They don't want to talk to somebody else and telling them that you are wrong. Hallelujah. But that's not the way to go. Don't argue with people about God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't argue about God's word. We just stand on God's word and know that we know that we know. When you study this Bible, you ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He will give it to you. Amen. Each and every day, huh? He said, if any man acts, I will freely give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So there are times now where people are coming and they're saying that it's not God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you give them the word, just because you break it down to them and amen, glory to God, just like Jesus broke it down to his disciples to help them to understand what was going on, hallelujah, glory to God. When you break it down to them to help them to understand it, then they'll say it's not God because, hallelujah, you don't give it to them, okay? Scripture says this, and it's over here in the scripture, but you're coming from the word of God. You're speaking in layman's terms so they can understand it, because sometimes they'll come back to you and say, well, you know, I don't know what did you say? Where is that at? Listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus spoke in parables. Glory to God. He broke it down so we could understand it. So we got to break it down so people can understand it. Glory to God. Stop trying to speak so high and mighty and throwing out all those big words and nobody have a clue what you're saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. We serve a God right now that's never late. He's always right on time. Hallelujah. You may not have what you want. Hallelujah. You may not even think you got what you need, but if you got King Jesus, that's enough because he owns everything. All you got to do is just ask. Learn how to just ask. So sometimes you don't even ask. You say, well, he didn't give me this and he didn't give me that and he didn't give me this and he didn't give me that. Well, guess what? You may not need that. Hallelujah. You know, if he gives you more money, what's going to happen? Hallelujah. You're going to go spend more. But what he needs to do is show you how to handle what you got. show you how to put some here, there, and place it here. And first of all, let me help you out. Amen. Pay your tithe, pay your offering. Then you come down the ladder, okay? You know you got to have lights. You know you got to have this. You know you need to eat. Hallelujah. You know you need gas in your car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These are the things that you need. He got to show you how to handle those things first. You know, yeah, some people will pay their tithes and they say, oh, I've done my part. But no, once you paid your tithes and offering, yes. He said, I rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. But he's got to show you, coming down the ladder, how you need to do. Okay, you need to go up. You need to pay your light bill. Hallelujah. You need to pay your rent. Glory to God. You need to pay your car insurance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, people always say, pay myself first. But you know what? Tithes and offering is first. Then you can follow up under there if you want to. Then pay yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But all those things have to be taken care of. You can't just jump out there and say, Lord, I need more money. No. You need to ask him to show you to handle how to handle that you already make. And I know some would be shocked. Ah, my God, huh? When he tell you where you need to cut this out, you need to cut this out over here, and you need to cut that out over there. You need to stop going here shopping. You need to stop going there shopping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, my God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he will show you how, glory to God, hallelujah, to handle it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is counting me down. I don't know why, because I know what I put in. Amen. But it's counting down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want you to understand, hallelujah, you're asking for it and you just want it, but you do what you need to do with it. You know, look at what you're doing with what you got. You have to use what you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because if you're not using what you got right, then you shouldn't ask him for no more. Lord, show me how to use what I got in the right way. So I'll know what to do, and I'll know how to spend, and I'll know how not to spend, Lord. I ask you to show me, Lord. Show me, Lord, what I need to do, Lord. Because it's just not right, Lord. I don't understand. I don't understand where it's going. I don't understand, Lord God, what I'm doing. I don't understand, Lord God, what is going on, Lord. I just don't understand it, hallelujah. And then when he showed you, don't get mad, hallelujah. Just get glad because you want him to show you, amen, how to handle it. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. Because he will, hallelujah. He'll show you everything that you need, everything that you think you, amen, don't need. He will show you that also. You just got to learn, amen, how to handle things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you can want so much, hallelujah, from the Lord thy God, but you don't want, glory to God, the things that he really want to give you. Because he really wants you to walk in his righteousness. He wants you to walk in salvation. He wants you to walk in those things that are pleasing to him. But you don't want to do that. You just want things and things and more things. Hallelujah. But this is not the time to want more and more and more. We are in perilous times, hallelujah. That was my message, amen, but it's counting me down for some reason. I don't know why, because I know what I put in, but let's see what happens. Yes, it's counting me down, glory to God. But amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and finish out this talking, amen, and hallelujah. We're going to continue on, glory to God. But you know, you've got to ask God for what you really need. You know, you need more wisdom. You need more knowledge. You need more understanding of his word. You need more of him and less of things. You know, you can let things overpower your thoughts. Your things will overpower your thoughts. You forget all about God. You'll forget all about how he brought you out. You'll forget about how he brought you over. All you want is more. If he give you this, then you want that. He give you this, then you want that. He give you this, you want that. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting all that. None of that. But don't put things over him. You got to understand, don't do it, don't do it, just don't do it. You know, some people can sit up and they watch all these games and all this different stuff. Amen, glory to God. And guess what happens? Hallelujah. You forget all about God, your day gone. How much time have you given him? Hallelujah, glory to God. You haven't given him any time. None. Your day is gone. It's just over. But that's not what you want to do. You want to make sure you give God his time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened. It's going to count me down, but what I'm going to do, amen, I'm going to go back, and I'm going out, and I'm coming right back in, hallelujah. I encourage everyone on this line, amen, to call back in. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, let's do that. I don't know why I did this. Amen. You can see or hear me? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Glory to God, hallelujah. For God is good and he is worthy, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all can still hear me? Y'all can hear me? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Okay, amen. Y'all say y'all can hear me. Okay, well, we're going to go on because it counted me down on my end. Amen. If you can't hear me, then just text me, amen. Let's go on and get in the word before something else happens here. I don't know what's going on. Amen. I'm going to be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. So let's go ahead on and get into it. It's that perilous time shall come. You know, we're living in a time now where times are getting hard and things are really getting hard for people. Hallelujah. If you ain't got Jesus, like I said, then you have nothing. You need him more than anything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get on into the word. Amen. Before something else goes haywire here. Chapter 3 of 2 Timothy and verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. You know, perilous times, we're living in those perilous times right now. See, Paul was telling Timothy that that's where we're living in right now. He was telling him that so he could make sure that he was doing the things that he's supposed to do. He was preparing him, getting him ready, glory to God. You know, he prepares us and get us ready. The perilous times mean that, you know, think about it, the viruses, the different strand of viruses. The wars, different places, the rumors of the wars, the diseases, the storms, earthquakes, hallelujah, the civil unrest. You know, law enforcement are having a hard time trying to maintain order in towns and different things because of what's going on. You know, people want to steal from other people. They want to hijack people's cars and just do things. We're living in those times right now. So you have to stay prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. Be careful, amen, when you go out, amen. Yeah, look around your surroundings, but don't fear. You know, so many times people are fearing now. They don't even want to go out their house. Glory to God. Well, let me tell you, thieves don't care. Thieves come to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So here's the thing, glory to God. Yes, go, but before you leave that house, pray. Man, I'll always pray and not faint. So don't start, amen, glory to God. Just hold up, wait a minute, and and start praying before you go out that door. When you get in that car, you pray some more. Before when you go up that road, you better pray some more. When you go down the road, you better pray some more. When you go in that job, you better pray some more. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, and unholy. Don't you know we're living in them days now? I was, you know, someone that I know, you know, and the child was so disrespectful to the mom. She was talking to her and, you know, trying to tell her this, and oh my God, she was just giving her, you know, back in them days, they wouldn't give you all that lip because they would get that lip would have been busted by now, you know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But now what they do, they cover it up. Hallelujah. They cover it up. Said, okay, oh, she just having a bad day. But that doesn't mean for you to be disrespectful. Let's break this down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Covetous means wanting things of the world. An infallible desire for worldly gain. Having a desire of what others have. Some people just want what other people have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't want their own. Don't say, God, give me hers. Just say, Lord, would you give me, amen, my own. Don't give me what they've got. Lord, I know, Lord God, that's theirs. I want my own. You know, people are just right now, they want what other people got. They don't care. They don't care how they get it. Don't care where it come from. They just want what other people got. And then sometimes people talk against people just because God blessed them. You know, you can't tell everybody God bless you and what they bless you with. Now, there's this one person, they'll call me and say, you know what? Ever since I sold that $100 that you told me to sell, you know, when now it wasn't me telling them to do it. Now, hold up. Now, wait a minute. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Don't get it twisted. Hallelujah. So that God told them to sow. You know, money have been coming from the north, south, east, and the west. It just keep coming. It keep coming. Every time, it just keep coming. They said, ever since I did that, said, you know, money just been coming to me, and it's been flowing everywhere, and everything, you know, and God's blessing is upon them. No, you can't buy the blessing, but you can see for what you need. Glory to God. Let me say that again. You can see for what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what they did. They seeded for what they needed. And that's when God has opened up the windows over them, and it's just coming from here, there, and everywhere. They don't want what another person got. Hallelujah. They want what God has for them. You know that song said, what God has for me is for me, and I know without a doubt that he's going to work it out. Yes, he will. You know, it's easy to sing all these hymns and all these different songs and all these different things, but, you know, you forget about, here's what you forget about. Glory to God. When you sing them, they have meaning to them. Listen at the song. Don't just sing it just to be singing it. Because if you believe what God has for you is for you, then guess what? You ain't going to want what nobody else got. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Pat yourself on the back for that one. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And we have boasters, a person who always boasted about what they did, what I got. What I did. Oh, I did that thing. You know, glory to God. Without God, you can do not nothing. They boast about their car. They boast about their money. They boast about their husband. They boast about this. They boast. Now, you said, look what the Lord thy God done. So you won't get your head swollen up thinking that you did all this by yourself. Just know that you know that you know it was him and not you. Hallelujah. Now is not the time to get stuck on what you did. Hallelujah. Because you can't do nothing. If you, without him, we can do nothing. Without who? Jesus Christ. We can do nothing. If he had never, if God had never sent his son for us, where would we be? Think about all that. I mean, I think about that. I'll sit sometimes and I'll think about all that. I said, you know what, God, you did this, you did that. If you hadn't done all that for me, where would I have been? Hallelujah. Probably in a hole somewhere. The hole don't open up and swallow me up. Glory to God. But I thank him for his mercy, his grace, and his deliverance in giving his son and showing me, hallelujah, that there's something better. There was a better life. I thank God for the leaders that I got showing me that there's a better life than what you were living. Glory to God. And you can go higher in him. You don't have to stay right where you are. We went out yesterday, and amen, and we took this young lady out for her birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We had an awesome time, hallelujah, and she met one of her old friends, you know, in the store, and they were talking, and that moved my heart, because I like to see when, you know, other people meet people that they haven't seen in a long time, and they talk to them and have conversation with them, and that's good for them, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, it's not good for us to just be alone in the house. Yes, it's good for you to be alone when you're talking to God, yes, and all that, Jesus, yes, yes, it is. But you got to remember, it's not good. He said it ain't good for man to be alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you to go out there and just get anybody. I'm not saying that. It's good to chat with other people. It's good to have someone at least you can talk to, my, you know, so you can share things with. Glory to God. That don't mean you got to share all the ugly, you know. Come on now. Just chat with. You maybe want to talk about, you know, the new dresses and the new trend that's out now or something such as. And don't forget, amen, always add Jesus in there. What God is doing, I thank God for him. I thank what he's doing always, hallelujah. You put him first and everything else will grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have proud people. Amen. It's all about them. It's all about them. Nothing, amen, that God done. Oh, I've went and I accomplished this, and I have this degree, and oh, I have my doctorate degree, and I am Dr. Hallelujah, Prophetess Martha Williams. He don't care about that. He don't care nothing about that. Where are you spiritually? Where are you, amen, in Christ Jesus? That's what he really cares about. He don't care about you getting all that. Hallelujah. As long as you put him first, glory to God, because this is the time right now that you're going to have to anchor down in that word and get what you need out of the word of God, glory to God. I'm telling you, if you don't anchor yourself down in God and get what you need out of this word, stop being jealous. Oh, good God Almighty, that hit a nerve, hallelujah. Stop being jealous. Stop being high-minded. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop being defeated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me help you out. You are never too old. You're never. Long as you're here on this earth. You know, some people say, well, I'm getting old now. I'm too old. Nah, speak for yourself. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're never too old to learn something new. Hallelujah. You know, they always used to say, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I said, well, guess what? Hallelujah. I'm not an old dog, so you got to go talk to Robo on that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can learn new things if you want to learn. You know, some people say, well, I can't do that. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. But there's this one person, amen, they'll ask me things, you know, and I say, okay, do it like this and do it like this and do it like that. You have to be slow with it so they can learn it. Because I know now, you know, young people, they can zip, zap, zip, and, you know, zap. But guess what? They do it so fast till you can't learn it from them. So guess what? I tell anybody, Google, make Google your best friend. You know, if it's something I don't know, get what I do. I Google it, print it out. Go by the instructions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know, guess what? That paper going to take me step by step. And if it misses a step, hallelujah, glory to God, I go in there and find another one. That's the way you got to do it. Because the young people now, they don't have time to help. They don't have time. They got to go here. They got to go there. They got to go here. Oh, I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Everywhere except where they need to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Glory to God. Everywhere except they need to be. You know, when you try to boast yourself up there and you say, oh, yes, you know, God don't share his glory with no one. It's to let another man speak highly of you. You know, you say, oh, I love that. Oh, my God, you done a great job. God really worked for you. You know, that's what you do. Don't say, well, you know what? I did that scripture, man. I laid that scripture down. No. If it had nothing for him, you couldn't have did nothing with the scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because only God can give us what we need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blasphemy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lack of reverence for God. Hallelujah. Saying offensive things against God. You know those words that they use when they want. They be cursing. Y'all know what it is. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Come on. Stop blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know, you're going to be forgiven for that. You know, some people say they got a good relationship with the Lord and all this kind of stuff. I'm bringing it on down in the scripture. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Some people say they got a good relationship with the Lord, thy God. Glory to God. And guess what? Hallelujah. They don't know that if he said in his word, do not blaspheme against me. You don't use him on no word that you say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're using that word, then you're going to cuss at the end. Come on now. Glory to God. What kind of relationship are you? Come on, Zion. What's the matter now? Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I talked about the children being disrespectful to their parents. You know, that is, that's becoming a thing nowadays. And you know, as I see, some of the people are getting, you know, they're getting older up in age and they don't care nothing about the parents and they don't see about them like they should. And you know what? Remember now, if you got children, that same thing that you did to your parents, it's going to come back, hallelujah, on you because your children going to do the same thing to you. The Bible said we reap just that we sow. So remember that. Hallelujah. Huh. The Bible don't play. You know, sometimes people get it all twisted and you know, they misunderstand whenever you say, remember what the Bible said. They're going to reap just that they sow. And I've talked to someone and I remember saying that to them. And I said, well, they just reaping what they sow because they sow bad seeds to me. So now they're reaping what they sow. And, you know, sometimes people will talk over those things like, that ain't what's going on. Nah, that's what's going on. Because if you sow a bad seed, you're going to reap what you sow. That's just it. That's hallelujah. Because I remember at one point, amen, and I like to give a little testimony. I remember at one point there was this thing. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute now. This ain't going to work. So I was getting ready, amen, to walk out of the house. And I was going to go outside and correct some things. Oh, man, like the Holy Ghost knocked me back in that chair. I said, you did it to them, they're doing it back to you. So guess what? I said, but Lord, hold up now. They're on the wrong place now. They're sitting in my yard. I said, hold up. Let me go ahead and correct this thing. He said, don't do it. Don't you go out that door. And guess what? It was not, I'm telling the truth. I could not move. I could not get up out of that chair and go outside. He would not let me do it. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus, I'm telling you. But you know, he told me, he said, you did it to them. Now that you reap what you sow. That was a long, long time ago. So that's why you got to remember to sow good seeds. Hallelujah. Be obedient. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, how you are supposed to live a righteous lifestyle of living. Amen. Will somebody just text me and let me know if you can see or hear me? Because my screen is black. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just text me. Let me know that you can still hear me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go on in the meantime. Hallelujah. You're unthankful. You're just so unthankful. You are unthankful for the things that God already done. He already brought you through. Hallelujah. My God, you know, he gave you good health. He gave you strength. He allowed you to get up this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, don't you know that you know that you know, hallelujah, that if it had not been for him, already he blessed you with several things, but you're just so unthankful. Instead of getting up and saying, Lord, I thank you for the things that you have already done. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for clothing me in my right mind, Lord God, touching me with your finger of love, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Amen for texting me, letting me know. Amen that you can hear me. Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unholy, evil thoughts. Oh, my God. Murderer. Wicked person having a disregard for what is holy. You know, some people do not care about what's holy. They don't. They don't care. You know, people will say some of this. You know, they used to have this scene that come on TV. You know, children say the darnest things. Hallelujah. You know, people will say the darnest things. And they supposed to be living right. But then they want to say stuff. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just unreal. You have to be careful. You have to live a holy lifestyle of living. You have to be careful what you're speaking on other people. I remember he told me to guard your words. Watch your words. He said, because your words is going to come to pass quickly. Hallelujah. And he said, watch your words. Watch what you say. I'm like, okay. So I'm real careful because I hear, don't say that. Okay, Lord, thank you. Some people just don't care. They just say anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anything. Don't care what it is. Don't care who they are. Don't care what they say. Don't care if they're the pastor. Don't care if they're the preacher. Don't care. Don't care. They say, well, we all human. Yes. Human has nothing to do with it. It's respect. That's what it is. Hallelujah. Do you respect them enough? Or are you living that life every day? Just say what you want to say and do what you want to do. You think you're the Adams family? Nah. You're supposed to live a better life than that. Hallelujah. That's why you have to be careful of your thought patterns. Be careful. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will come up to you and say stuff, and they be wanting you to go off. They want you to just go off. They'll tell you stuff that's happened, even in your workplace. They want you to go off, want you to say some stuff, and then what? They're going to say, oh, I thought she was holy. You got to learn how to walk away. Just walk away. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 3. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, and content, fierce despisers of those that are good. You know, people really despise people that are being good. But first of all, let's handle this natural affection. It's the affection a family should have for each other. You know, family should be, amen, they should cling together. If one needs you, then you should be there for them. Yes. I know as much as you possibly can. Yes, you should. Hallelujah. Well, you know there are some, you know, that may come every time you turn around, it's coming with a hand out. Come on now. You know what to do. Hallelujah. Said, oh, no, not today, baby, not today. You know what happened? You got paid, just got paid, and now you want more? Said, what happened? You know, you got to figure out what's going on. Well, you know what? My check was short this week, and I didn't make really a whole lot of money. Well, what are you doing with that you're making? Are you giving God your tithe? That's why you got a hole in your bucket. It's going straight through and out the other way. Glory to God. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. But, you know, a lot of people do not believe that. They say, well, I give my money if somebody in need on the streets or whatever, you know, blase and blase, whatever, whatever. But no, you got to remember. He said, bring ye tithes into my storehouse. How quickly we forget the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget what he's saying. Sometimes you want to go out on your own, forget what the word is saying, and do this. Because I met someone, and they said, well, you know, I didn't pay my tithes to the church. I helped somebody else with them. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pay your tithes and offering. Hallelujah. And let me reiterate. Give your tithes into the storehouse. Yes. So there'll be meat on my table. Your offering, that's the overflow that you want. Hallelujah. The tenth belongs to him. Yes, I said it. And the other is a plus for what you need. Oh, good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the way it is. Let's keep moving. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get stuck on the tithes and offering thing. Let's move on. Glory to God. Truth breakers. One who violates the covenant causes confusion among others. Hallelujah. Are you one of them, amen, that break truth against family? Are you one of them that break peace against family? You know, are you one of them that break peace in marriages? Are you one of those, glory to God, that do those kind of things? Hallelujah. And he's warning him and letting him know that the perilous times shall come. And he was letting him know all these things are happening right now. You know, people are breaking, they're doing it, they're breaking truces in, you know, when you go to work. You know, they're doing it, amen. And guess what? You don't even have nothing to do with it. But they'll put your name in it. You can walk away from what they're talking about and they'll still say you had something to do with it. Hallelujah. I've been there. Good. Yes, Lord, my Lord. I've been there. Glory to God. And you have nothing to do with it. So be careful how you try to stir up stuff between other families. Be careful what you talk about. Be careful how you try to stir up myths, I call it. Just go ahead and tell it like it is. Because we're in a time now where, look, he's not playing. God is not playing. You know, we used to say back in the day a long time ago, people will, they're going to reap what they sow. Glory to God. You know, it's been 30, it's been 40 years. But guess what? It don't take long now. That stuff comes back, and it, you know, that song said, and it's just a matter of time. It comes back now. It comes back in an instant. I've seen it come back. You do something, amen, against God's people, then guess what's going to happen? It turns around and comes right on back. It does not play. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to be careful. False accusers. That's one of the 10th commandment. Glory to God. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't go telling stories on people. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Because sometimes you can, whatever what you're saying is not the truth. I said, were you there? Did you know? Did you do that? Did you hear them? Did you see them? So don't go telling stories on people. People do that. They do. They go and tell stories on other people. Well, you know what? I know that's what it is. I know. No, you do not know. You don't know. You really don't know. You didn't see them do it. Hallelujah. You got nothing or no video and said he did it. So don't go telling something that you really don't know. I know, you know, a lot of stuff is out on the web. I'm not even getting into that. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, people will go and tell other people, you know, say, well, yeah, I seen them. They did this. They did this. If you saw them, then that's fine. But it's not for you to go and tell a whole world. It's for you to lift the brethren up and pray for them. Don't accuse people falsely. Incontent and fierce. Untamed, having a wild attitude for and an appetite for other things rather than God. You know, that's where we are now. People got an appetite for things that ain't God. They got more of an appetite to watch baseball and football and eat apple pie and buy Chevrolet. That's what it is. Than they do God, because he hasn't returned yet. But don't let him catch you with your work undone. You better turn around now. Hallelujah. Repent. Do it quickly. Turn around now and get ready, because guess what? He's coming. Amen. He's coming. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know the lifestyle you're supposed to be living. Glory to God. So don't have an appetite for all these worldly things. Hallelujah. And then time something happens, hallelujah, or something, you need prayer for someone, a loved one, or something such as, you need prayer. I need prayer for my car. Hey, I need prayer. Oh, my God, I need prayer. This thing happened. I need prayer. Oh, for a new job. I need prayer. Glory to God. Because I don't have enough money. I need prayer. But then you're over there doing everything you want to do. Big enough to do. You got an appetite for something else. Appetite for traveling. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But travel in a time where you still have time to spend with God. You know, you got to make time for him first. And all the other stuff, amen, you know, he said he'll add to you. But you make time for him first. And that's going to stay in you. Glory to God. But you have to continue to build on that. And build on your most holy faith. Speaking and praying in tongues. Believing God. Worshiping him in spirit and in truth. Don't go in there with, Lord, I thank you, Lord, got it. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. Oh, Lord, do it for me. And then guess what? You go. Hallelujah. He didn't have time to tell you he was going to do it or not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have an appetite for Jesus. Then sometimes you get so bad, you may go in and say, Lord, I got the crowd. You say, Lord, fix it for me. Oh, Lord, fix it for me. If you don't fix it, it can't be done. Oh, Lord. Fix it for me. And then you're gone again. He didn't have time to tell you. He's going to fix it. Glory to God. Give him time. Hallelujah. Set time aside. My God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So you will know that you know that you know. Don't desire things of the world. Hallelujah. Desire him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things shall be added unto you. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that he's going to add them to you. His word is yea and amen. He is not a liar, hallelujah. He's not the son of man that he has to repent, Lord God. He will do it if he said he was going to do it, hallelujah. So I ask you on this day, and I told you on this day, to get a more deeper relationship with him, hallelujah. Glory to God. Put the phone aside. Hallelujah. We talk about this all the time. Put the phone aside. I know there's someone still on their phone 24-7. Well, guess what? If you're staying on it 24-7, then he can't speak. Hallelujah. He's speaking, but you just can't hear. The only thing you hear is ring my bell, and that's the ringing of the phone in your ear. Glory to God. Let's move on down the line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm seeing about 15 minutes on my clock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Despisers, you hate people who are good and try to be good. These people are carnal-minded and argue about God's word. You see right here, just because somebody's trying to live in right and live right and they try to do the right thing and they living for the Lord, you know, people get mad when you try to do that. They even argue about the word of God. I had someone to tell me, say, you know what? Say, you know, God is forgiving. God, I said, yes, he is. Say, he'll forgive you for your sins. I said, yes, he do. I said, but what you talking about, he ain't going to have to forgive me for that. Amen. Y'all come on. Y'all can read into it. Okay. I said, he's not going to have to forgive me for that because it ain't happening. Glory to God. I said, furthermore, you know, we down south and we talk like that sometimes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, furthermore, you are short. Glory to God. So you have to keep on moving. Hallelujah. Y'all come on. Read into that. Hallelujah. You got to learn. Hallelujah. Those are carnal-minded people. They want what they want no matter who they, amen, no matter who it is and what they got to do to get it. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 4. Traitors, hated, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than they love God. You know, Judas, hallelujah, was a traitor. Think about it. He delivered the Lord, didn't he? He delivered up Jesus as he planted a kiss on him in the garden. Remember? Hallelujah. You have to remember. There are Judases in this world, too. They are. They really are. People will go and talk about you and turn you up to people. You have not a clue. I was watching this movie. I like to watch the African movies, Christian movies a lot. Glory to God. And, hey, man, they started this big old church. This man started this big church. I mean, you know, he woke up one night and told his wife, he said, I hear the Lord calling me. He called me 3 times. He said, Sam, Samuel, Samuel. And he wanted me to start a church. Well, guess what? Samuel had been over there with somebody else, this lady, that told him what you could do. Say, you're sitting on a gold mine. Go ahead and start your church, you know, and that money will come in. It's coming in. So start your church. Oh, man, it got ugly after all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It really did. Hallelujah. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. See, she was a traitor, and he was a traitor against the Lord thy God. But he went and he embezzled money, but they put him in prison. See, you have to be careful. She coming in telling him to do some stuff that wasn't right. You have people who trade, who are traitors. They'll turn you up. And so guess what had to happen? After all that, she left and turned him up. So you see, she wasn't getting all the money that she could get after that. So she turned him up. He left. He went to prison for all that. You got to be careful. Be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you're in the midst with in these last and evil days. Because people will turn you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just keep your mind on Jesus. Ah, my God. Because he's the one and only. He's the one that can do anything. I'm going to skip on down to high-minded. Proud, arrogant, to exalt oneself. But you always let somebody else exalt you. You always want to be a high-minded person. Oh, I'm this and I'm that and I'm this and I'm... Be careful. You can't be too high-minded because if you're so high-minded, you ain't no earthly good. So sometimes people don't even want to talk to people if they're just on the street, you know. Oh, no, honey. Uh-uh. I know I was in the church and I went over. I said, ma'am, can I have your email address? We just want to, you know, send you information of things that's going to go on at the church when, you know, when they have stuff at the church. Oh, I am a pastor. I said, oh, okay, so no problem. No problem. And I knew she was anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, well, we just want to email you, honey. That's all. I said, we just want to email you so you can get what, you know what's going on here at the church. But, man, I mean, they got all offensive. I'm like, oh, my God. I just asked for an email. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lovers of pleasure. You want to please the flesh more than you please God. You let your eyes wander on other women whom are not your wives. Men don't belong to you. Women, you let your eyes wander. Hey, we know what looks good. Yes, women, we know what looks good. We do. We know that. But just be careful. Don't desire another woman's husband. Don't desire another man's wife. You want to please your flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I understand. You say, well, I ain't been married. I'm lonely. I understand. Spend a little bit more time with Jesus. Don't you know he'll make everything all right? He will give you your heart's desire. If you desire a husband, he'll get to you. He really will. He will give him to you. He'll give him to you in due season. Hallelujah. But he prepares you for such as. He won't give you somebody you can stay with. He won't give you nobody that's going to come and mistreat you. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Glory to God. And he will give you everything that you need. It doesn't mean because you ain't got it yet that he's not going to give it. Understand, he will in his season. Everything happened in a certain season, and it happens for a reason. So understand, he's going to give you that. So just hold on. Be strong. Although he hadn't forgot, he has not forgot. So just hold on and be strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you still hear me? My screen is just out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So just hold on and be strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You talk about pleasures of, you know, men like football. They like all that kind of stuff and sports and all kinds of stuff. But just, you know, they want to go out and, you know, they want to get a few cocktails and all this kind of stuff. Listen, put God first. And God will make it happen for you. Whatever you need, he'll give it to you. He will. Just remember, I'm going to say it again. I'm saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. Put God first. Is he first in your life or not? If he's first, he got to be first in everything. He got to be first in your money. He got to be first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you come home and you get relaxed, and do you put him first? Well, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and read, and I'm going to pray right now. And then, you know, or sometimes you come home, I'm just going to say it, you may be tired. You want to rest a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you come home early, I understand, you know, and then you say, okay, now I got to get up. But you got to, one thing about it, if you ever go to sleep and you say you're getting up to read, you can forget it because it ain't going to happen. Because then you're so relaxed, you said, oh, man, I sure don't feel like it. You know, that's that old devil trying to grab you then. Oh, you ain't read your Bible in like 4 or 5 days. Come on now. Glory to God. Don't go that long without reading the word or hearing the word. I like to hear it. I like to hear it out loud, too, also. You got Bible apps you can turn on, amen, and hear the word of God, and it'll read it to you. Glory to God. You got New Living Translation. It's got all kinds, King James Version. Hallelujah. It's got all kinds of translations that you can listen to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's real, and he keep it real. Glory to God. So remember, he was telling him that perilous times are coming. We are in those last days now. You know, you can see everything's happening and all the trees, amen, that bud real early, you know. And you can see how people are doing and things people are stealing from people and hallelujah, just everything that's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, a lot of the killings and just all kinds of kidnapping, just all kinds of things. Just be careful. Watch your surroundings. Hallelujah. You know, there was this one person I used to always tell him, I said, yeah, you know, it's not a point of worrying about where you are, but it's just making sure that you're safe. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, you can't keep up with me. You don't need them trying to keep up with me. No, it's not that. It's just to make sure that you're safe. Hallelujah. And not trying to be secretive of where you are. Glory to God. Don't care where you are. Just make sure you're safe. Because somebody could have been watching you and somebody trying to look out for you. I'm saying this because women, be careful. Men, be careful because they don't care who it is now. Men, women, boy, girl, they don't care. So just be careful when you're going out. Watch your surroundings and watch those, amen, that are around you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's friends or killing friends, and we are in those last days. And just be careful. Those that you think friends, they are not your friends. Hallelujah. You better know if it's family that you're hanging with. You better make sure it's a brother or, you know, or a sister or, you know, or somebody like that. You even have to watch cousins now. I'm telling you, glory to God. Because so much is going on. Hallelujah. That's just a word of advice. Hallelujah. If you see danger, stranger, be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to reiterate to thank you for tuning in. Amen. I know that you got something out of this. Amen. Even though the enemy didn't want this word, good God Almighty. But, amen, it had to come forth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this word on today, oh Lord. Let it, Lord God, saturate in their spirit, Lord God, and bring forth deliverance and healing and set the captives free, Lord. Whatever they may need in these last and evil days, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, that we're living in these days. And, Lord God, we want you to be first in everything that we do, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let that word saturate on my heart so that I won't sin against you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Father God, we ask you to bless those who are on the line and they stay with me, Lord, on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the need may be, Lord God. Lord, whether it's a headache, Lord God, sinus headaches, Lord, we come against that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, whether they're hurting in their feet, Lord God, in their legs, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to heal them, God, heal every vein, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that you heal the marriages, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, pull the husbands in and pull the wives in, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So they can get on one accord in you, Lord God. So they can go down the road with Jesus in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask you right now to heal, Lord God, those that are having trouble with their ears. The dizziness shall stop. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to cleanse, Lord God, the blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, because you shed your blood on Calvary for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, every sickness, every disease that we go through, Lord God, is already healed because you gave your only begotten Son. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to heal those in their mind, Lord God, that think that only, Lord God, oh, my God, that you, Lord God, oh, my God, can only heal them in one part of their life and not the other, so they can release every part that needs a healing to you, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If you desire prayer, you'll have to hit me up on Facebook. Inbox me, and I will get back with you. Hallelujah. And I will pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Since the screen was acting kind of crazy. Hallelujah. You can go ahead, amen, and inbox me. I have Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. So you can just hit me up and I will get back with you. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead and give the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I ask you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Lord. And I give my life unto you, Lord. I commit my life and my ways and every thought to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I repent for everything that I've done and in all things that I've done that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to get in your Bible-believing church. You can come over and join us also. Hallelujah. You can join us also. Hallelujah. You can inbox my leaders. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse. I'm sorry. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. come on in and get in, glory to God. God is doing some great and mighty things in the ministry, hallelujah. So I want you to come on and get in, amen, where you fit in, and know, and so you can go on down the road so you won't lose your salvation. You know, you can get it, and then you can lose it, glory to God. So I want you to come and get it, and they'll show you how to hold on to it. If you can't get in touch with them, you can inbox any of us on Facebook, and we will get you to them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give a benediction and get out of here. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome Sunday. Glory to God. We will see you back here. Amen. On Sunday, but don't forget the rest of the shows is coming on Tuesday. Glory to God. Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Ministry Lane, amen, will be coming on. We'll call the Hour of Power. She'll be the next Hour of Power. Amen. See you later. Have a good day.